Blog Talk Radio.
Darig hulu senbetinim yemiya kabur sadik no. Wada egziab her yetemelesemets atenya kahizbu yelayen yehonin aibel eunetin yemiya.
Psalm 92. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High.
Kuletenya. Edame Yemibal said on Saturdays, the Sabbath. Meskel Abra, the Kokoboch Samayenas Geta, Kohulum Ayenasaye, Meskel Abra, the Kokoboch Samayenas Geta. The cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars. Of all, the sun is seen. The cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars.
Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Most High Celestial Jah Rastafari. The heavens declare the glory of the Most High, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where thy voice is not heard. Their line is gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. Rastafari. As a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoiceth as a strong man to run a race. His going forth is from the end of the heaven, and his circuit upon the ends of it, and there is nothing hid from the heat thereof. Lightning. Everyone. should I know? Converting the soul, the testimony of the Most High is true, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Most High are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Most High is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Most High is clear, enduring forever. The judgments of the Most High are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold. Yea, more than much fine gold. Sweeter also than the honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over I. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression. Selah, Selassie. Everyone should I know. Everyone should I know. Rock it. Oh, Rastafari. And the meditation of thy heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Most High, I strength and I redeemer. Selah, Selassie. Aya Inge. Imperial Majesty, Emperor Celestia, Empress Menenai. I.
Shabbat shalom, send it
shalom. Shabbat shalom, send it shalom. Shabbat shalom, send it shalom. Shabbat shalom, send it shalom.
Yes, sir.
Hear, O Israel, Israel, Israel.
Shema Yisrael.
The Lord our God, 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 God.
Adonai Eloheinu, 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 Eloheinu.
Is one Lord, 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 Lord.
Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart. And thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes. Thou shalt write them upon the posts of thy house, and on thy gates, my 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 gates. And it shall come to pass, if ye shall hearken diligently unto my commandments, which I command you this day, to love the Lord your God, and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul, that I will give you the rain of your land in his due season, the first rain and the latter rain, that thou mayest gather in thy corn, and thy wine, and thine oil. And I will send grass in thy fields for thy cattle, that thou mayest eat and be full. Take heed to yourselves, that your heart be not deceived, and ye turn aside and serve other gods and worship them. And then the Lord's wrath be kindled against you, and he shut up the heaven, that there be no rain, and that the land yield not her fruit, lest ye perish quickly from off the good land which the Lord giveth you. Therefore shall ye lay up these my words in your heart and in your soul, and bind them for a sign upon your hand, that they may be as frontlets between your eyes. And ye shall teach them your children, speaking of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, when thou liest down and when thou risest up. And thou shalt write them upon the doorposts of thine house and upon thy gates, that your days may be multiplied, and the days of your children, in the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers to give them, as the days of heaven upon the earth, upon the earth, upon the earth, upon the earth. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, and bid them that they make them fringes in the borders of their garments throughout their generations, and that they put upon the fringe of the borders a riband of blue, and it shall be unto you for a fringe, that ye may look upon it, and remember all the commandments of the Lord, and do them, and that ye seek not after your own heart and your own eyes, after which ye used to go a-whoring, that ye may remember and do all my commandments, and behold unto your God. I am the Lord your God, which brought you out of the land of Egypt to be your God. I am the Lord your God. Thank you.
Yes, yes, yes. Shabbat shalom. Send the salam, fam. Here on the After the Sabbath podcast, it's Rastafari Sabbatical Saturday right here. We have today's daily psalm here with the 14th weekly sabbatical study this Shabbat. Shabbat Wayera. Wa-era. Wa-an-era. And I appeared, I became visible. Wa-era. Some might enunciate it as Vayera in modern Hebrew, Vayera, Shabbat, Vayera, but we enunciate it as Shabbat, the Shabbat, Shabbat, Vayera. Here, 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 today's daily psalm, we have Psalm 90, very important psalm here in the season, reason for the season. I mean, this is a psalm, it says the prayer of Moshe, the Ish, Ha-Elohim, the Ish, the man of the Elohim, the true good, the true God. Now we're going to get into a little more study on, you know, the use of Elohim is much like the use of God in English. You know what I mean? If we trace it, it goes back to the German. But basically other people who might call their God or their power, or divine, worshipful principle by another name when they come into English. You know, so in the English use of it. So in the Hebrew and the Afro-Shemitic use, Elohim is basically a generic title. For the Hebrews, it is the creator title and the judge title. And when used with the definite article, Ha-Elohim, is saying the true Elohim, the real Elohim, because of the definite article, Ha, Ha-Elohim, or as we would say, Ha-Elohim. So right here, 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 we have Moshe's prayer. Very, very interesting. Moshe, or Tefillah Moshe. You know, a prayer of Moshe, the Ish Elohim.
Boom again, Shalom Chaparim. Here we have today's daily song. We have song.
Double eyes.
Tehillim Sefer Revi'i Mizmor Tzadeh. Adonai, 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 Adonai.
Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations, generations.
Adonai, Ma'on Ata Hayita Lanu. Vedor, vador, 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 vador.
Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou hadst formed the earth and the world, and the world, and the world, and the world, and the world.
Me'olam ad olam, ad olam, ad olam, ad olam, ad olam, ad olam.
Even from everlasting to everlasting to everlasting to everlasting to everlasting. Thou art God, art God, art God.
Atta el, 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 el.
Thou turnest man to destruction, and sayest, Return, ye children of men. For a thousand years in thy sight are but as yesterday when it is past, and as a watch in the night. Thou carriest them away as with a flood, they are as a seed. In the morning they are like grass which groweth up, in the morning it flourisheth and groweth up, in the evening it is cut down and withered. For we are consumed by thine anger, and by thy wrath are we troubled. Thou hast set our iniquities before thee, our secret sins in the light of thy countenance. For all our days are passed away in thy wrath. We spend our years as a tale that is told. The days of our years are 80 years and 10. And if by reason of strength they be 80 years, yet is their strength labor and sorrow. For it is soon cut off, and we fly away. Who knoweth the power of thine anger? Even according to thy fear, so is thy wrath. So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom.
Return, O Lord, how long? And let it repent thee concerning thy servants. O satisfy us early with thy mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. Make us glad according to the days wherein thou hast afflicted us, and the years wherein we have seen evil. Let thy work appear unto thy servants, and thy glory unto their children. And let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us, and establish thou the work of our hands upon us. Yea, the work of our hands, establish thou, establish thou, establish thou, establish thou, establish thou.
Here, today's daily psalm, Psalm 90, and here we begin book four of the Psalter, of the book of Psalms. The book of Psalms, ancient times, divided into five books, and here at Psalm 90, Psalm XC to Psalm CVI to Psalm 106 is the fourth book of the Psalter of the Sefer Tehillim. So here we have the Sadai. Some might not say that as Sadeh, which is the Hebrew letter Sadai. Sadai is the Hebrew letter that has the numerical value of 90. So therefore, we call it Mizmor Sadai, Psalm 90, Psalm XC. Here we have a prayer of Moshe, the man of God, the man of Elohim. Let me just check something right here. We try to edit in the Hebrew highlights. Let's see if the fuller full is here. Just for a moment right here.
Psalm 90.
Tehillim Sefer Revi'i Mizmor Tzadeh. Adonai.
Okay, pause. Okay, so that right there, that Hebrew audible, I think that is... Avraham Shmuel, Shmuelov right there, chanting, the chanter, but, he enunciates very, very good, not in the typical Ashkenazi chant, but a little more Sephardic, a little more at times. But there's a part that is missing from there, and we'll try to re-edit that from another, audible right there. And the part is right after Mizmor Sadai. Part you should have heard was Tefillah Le Moshe Ish Ha Elohim. You'll find that in the Better Bibles, King James Version Bibles, as a small type before the first verse. Hebraically, it forms part of the first verse. So the fuller of the first verse would read, Tefillah Le Moshe Ish Ha Elohim Adonai Ma'on Ata Hayita Lanu Bedor Wador, a prayer of Moses, Tefillah Le Moshe, the man of God, or the man of the Elohim, Ish Ha Elohim, the true Elohim, or Hebraically the true Trinity, the Hebrew Trinity, Ha Elohim, Tefillah Le Moshe, Ish Ha Elohim, Adonai, Lord, Sovereign, Master, Adonai, Ma'on, a dwelling place, a Ma'on, dwelling place, Ata, the pronoun, Hebrew pronoun, second person, masculine, Ata, speaking directly to he who be, we be thou, the I, Ata, Hayita, the I has higher, to become. Which is part of the root of that revealed name we have in the second book of Moshe, the Yahuwah, right? The one to, we would say, Wahu Haya, Wahu Hawe, Wahu Yehye. The three stages of the Haya, Wahu Haya. Some might say the Yahawa, the Haya, right? Wahu and He Hawe. Yahweh, the one who be, the one who's like present, be, being, right, existing, like right now, in the moment, Yahweh, and who, Yahweh, right, Betifera, Tifera, the Hebrew, Tefari, Tifera, found on the tree of life, the Tifera, often translated as beauty, but also glory, Tifera, right, so we have right here, Hayita, you speaking directly to he, Ata, Hayita, the I has become. Ata haita lanu, lanu, for us, lanu, for us, bedor wador, bedor, door is like a generation, wa and a generation. So in a generation and a generation, the idea right there is like from generation to generation. Let's see if we have this right here to bring this up right here so you can hear a little bit of this right here. Here we go right here. This is Wahu Haya, and he who was, Wahu Hawa, he who is, he who be, Wahu Yihyeh, and he who is to become, Betifera. As we said, a true trinity. He is one, but he is the one who was, is, and will be. In other words, since truly he's outside of time, but if he will, he is in the past right now, as he's in the present, as he's in the future. But here's a Hebrew chant right there that strongly hints at the inner meaning of the tetragrammaton right there, there. But in today's daily psalm, just a couple of words right here. This psalm speaks on man's brevity and Elohim, the true good, the true God, the creator, the judge, the almighty's eternity. A few key things right here in today's daily psalm, connected with even the 14th sabbatical study and the Torah readings in the second book in the Sefer Shemot, in the book of the names that's called in the translation Exodus. When we go to verse 10. Now we have to recall that today's psalm, as it tells us in the superscription, which often is ignored, and therefore a lot of kind of kooky and confused interpretations of the psalm and dismissals of the clear evidence that it is a song, it is a prayer, rather a prayer of Moshe in a psalm, in a chant fashion, a mizmor fashion. It's a prayer of Moshe, who's called the Ish HaElohim. What is so very interesting is that here, I think in the 14th sabbatical study we have where Moshe and Aaron, right? That Aaron will be like the prophet and Moshe will be like as Elohim, right? And then furthermore in chapter 7, Yahuwah says that he has made, right? Or given Moshe as an Elohim to Paro, to the Perah of Tawi, of the two lands, Mitzrayim, called ancient Egypt. But here, just zooming in, let's just zoom in right here. Let's see, where is that sword right? I'd like to look at the KJV. Yes, look at the KJV here. Could we look at the Sefer Tehillim, the Hebrew, and the English alongside the Hebrew, but just the KJV. In the King James Version, we get to verse 10 where it reads, the days of our years are 70. Now, a score in Old English is like 20. Right? So this will basically be 60 and 10, and that's 70 years. And if by reason of strength they be 80 years, yet is their strength labor and sorrow. For it is soon cut off, and we fly away. Therefore, you know, within the church, you know, and even somewhat anciently, Hebraically, Judaically, there was that theme of flying away. You know, fly away home, fly away to Zion, fly away. But here, the context of this needs to be put into context, right? Because in the same psalm, we have verse 12, and verse 12, which says, so teach us, or teach, to number our days that we may apply hearts to wisdom. So the numbering of one's days. Now, what is clear from this psalm here, Psalm 90, beginning book 4 of the Hebrew Psalter, Book of Psalms, Sefer Tehillim, is that it is a prayer to Tefillah Lemoshe of Moses, the Ish, the man, Ha-Elohim, of the Elohim, the man of the Creator, the man of the true judge, right? That is to say. And then we look at verse 10, and we get this reading of the days of our years are 70, and that's what, 70 years, and by reason of strength, fourscore. Remember, a score is 20, so that'll be 80 years. Here, Hebraically says, yet is their pride but travail and vanity, for it is speedily gone, and we fly away. We fly away. Yemei shinoteinu, yemei, right? Yemei, the days of shinoteinu, our years, right? Bahem, in them, shivaim, right? Shana, shivaim, shana, weim, Bigaburot, right? Shimonim Shana. So here basically says a Shibaim or Shivaim, 70, right? Shana, 70 year, right? Or by strength, Weim, and if be by way of or in Giburot, in strength, it is Shimonim. Right, Shimonim, 80, Shana, 80 years. Now, ones will look at that right there, and they say, well, you know, it's almost like ones have an expiration date. You know, this idea in popular Western Gentile world based on Western Gentile, we could say Judeo-Christianism, right? But the 70 years and 10, let's zoom in on this. Because let's also recall, you're zooming in right here, but have to look at the verse before, verse 9, where it says, for all our days are passed away in thy wrath. We spend our years as a tale that is told. Remember, Moses, this is Moses' prayer. So if you're familiar with the HaTorah, the Torah and the five books of Moses and the experiences of Moshe and the Israelites and what happened, then this psalm, the context of the psalm should become more evident, right? And the whole word tale that is told in the Hebrew is rather as a sigh. Yeah, our days are like a sigh, or like a sigh, right? Like a breath in a sense, which passes the lips so quickly and reveals a feeling of weariness. But to zoom in on whether this is saying that all people, you know, some people say, well, 70 years, the Bible says 70 years, or by strength, 80 years. So if somebody gets, you know, 70 or whatnot, they probably might think if they believe this, if they're made to believe this, that, well, that's the expiration date. Maybe if I have more strength, be gevrot, you know, I could push it to 80. You know what I mean? And then if I get anything after that, then, okay. But that's not what it's saying here. It's a testimony. It's actually a testimony of the children of Israel and Moses' prayer, right? For and concerning the children of Israel and his experience with the children of Israel in the wilderness, right? Now, some would say that this is not Moses. So therefore, against the Mosaic authorship of the psalm, it is urged that both Moses and Aaron exceeded the age of 100. So some would contend that, well, it's not Moses' prayer. Why? They would say, well, because Moses and Aaron were past 100, both of them. It seems like you could argue those same fact opposite, couldn't you? You could take the same fact that, well, the only way that proves that it is. They say, well, how come they didn't live to that? Well, I think it's kind of obvious, you know, when you understand the Torah. But moving forward, the answer to the objection is the prolonged lives of certain conspicuous persons like Moshe and his brother Aharon in that period, in that time. This is concerning mainly like the wilderness. The wilderness tribe, the wilderness journey. Remember, Moses got to see Dor Wador. He got to see a generation of Dor Wador, right? Dor Wador, a generation and a generation. So the prolonged lives of certain conspicuous persons in that period do not warrant a conclusion, a faulty conclusion, as to the average length of life. So people have taken, many ones have taken this whole context of the scripture out of context. Well, it's in the Bible. Well, yes. Right? But what's the context of it in the Bible? You know what I'm saying? The context of it in the Bible is this is the prayer of Moses. And when we think about the fact that that 40 years wandering and roughly the age of those who Moses was speaking to, how do we know what their ages was? Remember the census to count all the males like 20 years and above, right? And those were the men, right, that later on turned back after the 10 spies brought back lies. And they got scared. They got afraid. The men of war, the warriors, they got afraid after the scouts came back. And they wanted to get a captain to go back to the Tawi, to Mitzrayim. You know, in that particular incident, Moses appealed, right, to Yahweh Eloheinu. And they got that year, you know, for a day of their spying out, their touring the land, right? So this does not speak of what the length of life for everyone is to be, but it's speaking specifically about that particular wilderness, that wilderness generation. And the generation that fell in the wilderness can clearly, they clearly did not live beyond the psalmist's limit. So if we were to calculate, and we can based on the information in HaTorah, calculate the ages, right, of the mandem, especially those men of war that were supposed to be the vanguard. But after they got the news of how the people in the land were, they got scared and wanted to go back to, you know, go back to Egypt. That their ages was not beyond that. But of course, Moses and Aaron, you got to remember, they were like in the 80s when they were commissioned, right, to go to the Tawi, to the two lands, right? And that was basically they were the elders. They were old men, so to speak. And it's through those, you know, old and older men, you know, that the redemption, you know, for Yasharala, for Yisrael, was accomplished, right? But here, hallelujah, all praise be to he who be, we be. This is a prayer to Fila Lemosha Isha Elohim, the man of Elohim. Moses is so named. This, Moses is given the same title, Isha Elohim, in Deuteronomy 33:1. But the description is also applied, and as we study the scripture, can be applied to other Nevi'im, to other prophets. There were other prophets who were called, they said, the man and the man of God. The man of God came and the man of God said. But here, a little dubwise right here, you know, rising sun. Jajarob as a rhema tune, a right now expression and tune for today's daily psalm, Psalm 90, Mizmor Adai, man's brevity and Elohim's eternity. Jajarob. It's not done. Sama, Shema Yisrael. Here. Sama, Ra, Shafa.
Tehelim Sefer Revi'i Mizmor Tzadde. Adonai.
Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations.
Adonai, Ma'on Atta Hayita Lanu. Vador.
Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou hadst formed the earth and the world, then the world. Even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. Hot God.
Atta el.
Thou turnest man to destruction, and sayest, Return, ye children of men. For 1,000 years in thy sight are but as yesterday when it is past, and as a watch in the night. Thou carriest them away as with a flood. They are as asleep. In the morning they are like grass which groweth up. In the morning it flourisheth and groweth up. In the evening it is cut down and withereth. For we are consumed by thine anger, and by thy wrath are we troubled. Thou hast set our iniquities before thee, our secret sins in the light of thy countenance. For all our days are passed away in thy wrath. We spend our years as a tale that is told. The days of our years are 80 years, and if by reason of strength they be 80 years, yet is their strength labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off, and we fly away. Who knoweth the power of thine anger? Even according to thy fear, so is thy wrath. So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Return, O Lord, how long? And let it repent thee concerning thy servants. O satisfy us early with thy mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. Make us glad according to the days wherein thou hast afflicted us, and the years wherein we have seen evil. Let thy work appear unto thy servants, and thy glory unto their children. And let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us, and establish thou the work of our hands upon us. Yea, the work of our hands, establish thou, 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 establish thou.
My advice to all, advice to all, advice to all, advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Fulfill the Ten Commandments. You are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments
of the
Ten and elaborate on
and elaborate on
and elaborate.
Hey, hear, hear today's song, Mizmor Adai. Mizmor Adai, Adai, Adai. Hear, hear, hear today's psalm, Mizmor Adai, Mizmor Adai. Psalm 90, hear, 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 beginning book 4, Mizmor Adai. Psalm XC, Psalm 90. Tefillah le Moshe, Ish ha Elohim. A prayer, Tefillah, of Moses, le Moshe, the man of God. Ish ha Elohim, tefillah lemosha, ish ha Elohim. Hear the Aleph, the first verse, Psalm 90 and 1. These words are to be considered in the light of what Scripture says elsewhere, even in Mishlei Shlomo, in the Mashal Proverbs of Solomon, Proverbs chapter 15, verse 8, where it reads, "The sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord." Zevach Rishaim. The sacrifice of the ratchet, zevach, rishaim, of the rishaim, of the wicked, to'evat, Yahweh, is an abomination to he who be, we be, is an abomination to Jehovah. Bil'am, Balaam, for example, was a wicked, a ratchet man who said to Balak, "Build me here 7 altars," in Bamidbar, in Numbers chapter 23, verse 1. Vayomer bi'l'am il'balak b'nei'li ba'zeh shiva'at mi'zibohot. And Balaam said to Balak, Vayomer bi'l'am il'balak, build me here 7 altars b'nei'li ba'zeh shiva'at mi zibehot. But Hakadosh Baruch Hu, but the Holy One, blessed be He, replied, "O wicked man, O ratchet man, Rasha, shall I take offerings from thee, from the eye? Better is a handful of quietness." Ecclesiastes 4 and 6. Better is a handful of quietness. Tov amilo kaf nachat. Better is a handful of quietness. Tov milo kaf nachat. That is to say, in my sight, the handful of fine flour that my children bring to me with their daily offering is better than all the sacrifices that thou wouldest offer up to me. They are an abomination to me. They are an abomination to I. Wherein do I delight? In the prayer of the upright, as is said, the sacrifice of the wicked, of the ratchet, is an abomination to Jehovah. But the prayer of the upright is his delight.
His delight.
His delight. Zevach rishaim to'evati yowa u'atefilata isharima rizono. The sacrifice of the wicked, zebach rishaim, is an abomination to Jehovah. To'evat Yahweh, But the prayer, tefillat of the upright, Yisharim, is his delight. Ritzono, zebach rishayim to'evati Yehovah. Tefillata Yisharim, ritzono. The upright, Yisharim, being Amo Yisrael, being the people of Israel. Hence, here, a prayer of Moses, the man of Ha Elohim, of the true good, the true God. Tefillah Lemoshe Ish Ha Elohim. An exposition of a prayer of Moses, the man of Ha Elohim. Tefillah Lemoshe Ish Ha Elohim. Psalm 90:1. The Rebbeinu, the rabbis, and Rav Yehuda bar Shimon, Judah bar Simon differed. According to HaRebbanim, according to the rabbis and scholars of Torah, there were four who directed their prayers to HaElohim, the true good, the true God, after they had chided HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, after they had chided the Holy One, blessed be He, with their words. One, firstly, Yirmeyahu, Jeremiah, Ermias, who said, "Now, after I had delivered the deed of the purchase, I prayed to Yahuwah, to Jehovah." Yirmeyahu, Ermias, Jeremiah chapter 32, verse 16. Eliyahuah, achrei titi yaeta sefera ha mikna illa Baruch ben Neria lemor. Now when I had delivered the evidence of the purchase to Baruch, the son of Neriah, I prayed to Yahweh, to Jehovah, to He who be, who He be, saying, Yirmeyahu, Ermias, Jeremiah chided HaElohim with his words. What had he said? Behold, the siege works, the Chaldeans are come to the city to take it. Here, Yirmeyahu, Jeremiah chapter 32, verse 24. Hine ha solota ba'u ha'ir le'lakadaha v'ha'ir nitna b'yad ha'kasadim ha'nilachamim aleha mipnei ha'chereb v'ha'ra'av v'ha'davar v'asher dibarta haya v'hineka ro'eh. Behold, the mounts that are come to the city to take it, to take her. And the city is given to the hand of the Kasdim, the Chaldeans, that fight against it, that fight against her, because of the sword, and of the famine, and of the pestilence. And what thou hast spoken is come to pass, and behold, thou seest it. And here, Midrash note, Mizmor Tzadai, Psalm 90. Why then should I have been told, what Yirmeyahu is saying here, the Midrash notice, why then should I have been told to purchase the field of Hanamiel? Secondarily, the second example, Habakkuk. Habakkuk directed his prayer, tefillato, to HaElohim, the true good, the true God. As is said, a prayer of Habakkuk, the prophet, Habakkuk, chapter 3, verses 1 to 2. Tefillah la Habakkuk ha navi al shigayonot Yahuwah shama'iti shima'ika yareiti Yahuwah pa'alka bikarev shanim chayehu bikarev shanim todia birogez rachem tia zikor. A prayer of Habakkuk the prophet upon Shigionot. Tefillah la Habakkuk ha navi al Shigionot. O Lord, I have heard the report of thee, of the eye, and am afraid. O Lord, revive thy work in the midst of the years. In the midst of the years, make it known. In wrath, remember compassion. Yahweh, shama'iti yashim eka yareiti. O he who be who he be, Yahweh, shama'iti. I have heard Shim Eka Yareti. I've heard the report of thee, of the eye, and am afraid, and am reverent. Yahweh, O he who be who he be, Jehovah. Pa'alka bikreba shanim chayehu. O he who be who he be, revive thy walk, thy work, in the midst of the years. Revive it, revive thy work. Bikreba shanim chayehu. Bikreba shanim todi'ah. In the midst of the years, make it known. Todi'ah. Birogeza rachem. Tizkor, in wrath, remember compassion. Birogez rachem tizkor. But what had he said previously? I have heard thy speech and was afraid. I have heard thy speech and was afraid. Yahweh Shema'iti Shimeka Yareti. And here, Midrash note, I've heard thy speech, Midrash note, about the terrors of the Chaldee invasion. Yahweh Shema'iti Shimeka Yareti. And thirdly, David directed Tefilato, his prayer, Elotu, to Ha'elohim, the true good, the true God, as is said, a prayer of David, even in Psalm 17, Hebraically, the first verse, a prayer of David. And here, the superscription, Mizmor Yod Zain, Yuzain. Psalm 17, Psalm XVII, here, Hebraically, the first verse, superscription, Tefillah le David, a prayer, Tefillah le David, of David, of the loving, the well-beloved, Tefillah le David. But what had he said previously? Here, Mizmor, here in Psalm 10, 14th verse, Hebraically, what did David say previously, thou hast seen it, thou the eye beholdest mischief and spite. Mizmor Yod, Psalm 10, Hebraic with the 14th verse, that reads, Raita ki ata amal vachas, thou the eye hast seen, Raita, the eye has seen, Raita ki ata. Seeing, for the eye has seen. Raita ki ata, for thou the eye, male, ki ata amal wa ka'as. Thou beholdest mischief and spite, for the eye beholdest trouble and vexation, for the eye beholdest mischief and spite. Aita ki ata amal wa ka'as. And here, Midrash note, that is, Ha'elohim, true good, the true God, sees the wicked, the ratchet, contemn him, but he does nothing. This is to say, here, even from Mizmor Yud, Psalm 10, Hebraically, Raita, Kiata amal wa ka'as, for thou beholdest mischief and strife, for thou beholdest trouble and vexation. That is to say, Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Ha'el Elohim, sees the wicked, the ratchet, Ha'rasha'im, the ratchet ones contemn him, but he does nothing. And fourthly, Moses directed Elotu, Tefilato, his prayer to Ha'elohim, the true good, the true God. For he said, and I prayed to the Lord and said, O Lord God, destroy not thy people, even in Devarim, in Deuteronomy chapter 9, verse 26. And I prayed to the Lord and said, O Lord God, destroy not thy people. Va'etapalal Eliyahuwa, va'homar Adonai Yehovi ala tashacheta mecha. And I prayed to he who be, who he be, to Jehovah. Va'etapalal Eliyahuwa, and said, va'homar. O Adonai, he who be, who he be, Adonai Yehovi, al tashcheta amecha, al tashchet amecha, destroy not thy people, al tashchet amecha. But what had he said previously? He said, Lord, why doth thy wrath wax hot against thy people, against Amekah? Here in Shemot, Exodus chapter 32, verse 11. And here from the KJV, King James Version, Shemot, Exodus 32, 11. And Moses besought the Lord, his God, and said, Lord, why doth thy wrath wax hot against thy people, that thou that I hast brought forth out of the land of Mitzrayim, out of the land of Egypt, with great power and with a mighty hand? Vayachal Moshe et apnei Yehovah Elohayo, vayomer lama Yehovah yechre apeka de'ameka, asher hotzeita me eretz Mitzrayim bekoach gadol uavyad achzaka. And Moshe besought he who be, who he be, Jehovah Elohayo, his Elohim, and said, Yo, Jehovah, O he who be, who he be, why doth thy wrath wax hot against thy people? Why yechal Moshe Eta pnei Yehovah Elohayo, why yomer lama Yehovah yechrepka be'ameka? Rav Yehuda bar Rav Shimon, Rav Judah bar Rav Simon taught, but were not their very prayers chidings? Were not their very prayers chidings of him? Yeremiah, Ermias, Jeremiah said, I prayed to the Lord in Yeremiah, in Jeremiah chapter 32, verse 16. Wayetapalal Eliyahuwah, I prayed to he who be, who he be, to Jehovah. Wayetapalal, wayetapalel Eliyahuwah, wayetapalel Eliyahuwah, I prayed to Jehovah, and began by saying, according to the words of Yeremiah, Ermias, Jeremiah chapter 12, verse 1, righteous art thou, O Lord, when I plead with thee. Tzadik ata Yahuwah ki ariv aleka, right wouldest thou be, O he who be, who he be, O Jehovah, were I to contend with thee, with the I. Tzadik ata Yahuwah ki ariv aleka, or translated as righteous art thou, O Jehovah, Tzadik ata Yahuwah, when I plead with thee. Ki arib eleka, or right wouldest thou be, O Jehovah, Tzadik ata Yahuwah, were I to contend with thee, were I to contend with the I. Ki arib eleka, I who am here today and tomorrow in the grave, should I plead with thee, with the eye, of what avail? Tzadik ata Yahuwah ki arib eleka, righteous art thou, O Jehovah, when I plead with thee, with the eye. Tzadik ata Yahuwah ki arib eleka, right wouldest the I be, O Jehovah, were I to contend with thee. Nevertheless, Jeremiah went on to chide, saying, yet let me talk with thee of thy judgments. Wherefore doth the way of the wicked prosper? Ach, mishpatim edaber rotak. Madua derek rishayim tzaleach. Madua derek rishayim tzalecha. Yet will I reason with thee, Ach, mishpatim edaber otak. Wherefore, why, madua, why, madua, derek rishayim tzalecha. Wherefore, why doth the way of the wicked, of the ratchet, of the rishayim, the ratchet ones prosper, madua, derek rishayim tzalecha. Or translated as, yet make I talk with the eye of thy judgments. Ak, mishpati, edaberotak. Wherefore doth the way of the wicked, of the ratchet, prosper? Madua, derek rishayim, tzalecha. Habakkuk began with a prayer of Habakkuk. Tefillah la Habakkuk. A prayer. Tefillah la Habakkuk. Of Habakkuk. A prayer of Habakkuk. Hear. Habakkuk chapter 3 verse 1. But what did he say in Tefillato? What did he say in his prayer? O Lord, I have heard thy speech and was afraid. Yahweh shema'iti shim'ika yareti. I have heard thy speech and was afraid. Yahweh shema'iti shim'ika yareti. David began with a prayer of David in Psalm 17, verse 1. Tefillah le David. A prayer of David. Tefillah le David. Le David. Tefillah le David. A prayer of David. But what did he say in Tefillato? What did he say in his prayer? Even here in Mizmor Yud Zayin in Psalm 17, Hebraically verse 14, he said, deliver my soul from men that are thy hand, O Lord. Palitah nafshi mimatim yadika Yahuwah. Deliver my soul. Palitah nafshi. Deliver. Palitah nafshi. Deliver nafshi. Deliver her. Deliver nafshi. Deliver my soul. Palitah nafshi. From men that are thy hand, O Yahuwah, Jehovah. Mimatim yadikai Yahuwah. And here, midrash note right here. These words are applied to Nebuchadnezzar. Refer to the midrash on Psalm 17, the 11th parak, the 11th section. Moses began with, I prayed to the Lord in Devarim, in Deuteronomy chapter 9, verse 26. Wa eta palel Eliyahua. And I prayed to he who be who he be. And I prayed to Jehovah. Wa eta palel Eliyahua el Yahuwah. I prayed to Jehovah. But what did he say in Tefillato? In Tefillato, in his prayer, he said, destroy not thy people. Destroy not thy people. Al tashchet amecha. Destroy not amecha, thy people. And here, midrash note, he, Moshe, thus, like this, spoke of Ha'el, the true God of Ha'elohim, as a destroyer, when Moshe said, Al tashchet amecha, destroy not, don't destroy thy people. Hence, here, even in today's psalm, Mizmor Tzadai,
a prayer of Moses, of Moshe, who chided Elohim, who chided God. Tefillah le Moshe, Ish ha Elohim. And here, Midrash notes, apparently, Ish, man, is here read as a form of the Hebraic Ush, meaning chide, to rebuke. Apparently right here, Ish, ha Elohim, Ish, man of Elohim, is here read as a form of Ush, ha Elohim, meaning to chide, to rebuke ha Elohim, to rebuke the true good, the true God, 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 the true God.
Prayer, Tefillah, here, the prayer of Moshe. Very interesting where we're at right here with the 14th sabbatical, Exodus chapter 6, verse 2 to chapter 9, verse 35. So we're going to go a little bit further before we ride up with this Aliyah here for the After the Sabbath podcast. Looking forward to the first day. Let's share a word on Tefillah, on prayer. This audible is called, Why Are They Stopping You? And it's about Tefillah, Hebraic prayer here, from Chaber Nassim Black, right here. Yes, sir.
So we always need more chizik. The Gemara tells us that one of the things that always we need help in strengthening is a Tefillah. So one may ask, how can I keep myself motivated for Tefillah? How can I keep myself motivated to pray to God? I see things that I'm not getting answered. You know, it's very hard. Sometimes I'm just not feeling it. And first off, this comes from a person having to know how big Tefillah really is and what's on the other side of it. You have to understand that a lot of times when we meet a lot of resistance in something that is so huge and something that's so big. And you have to understand that the other side knows the Sitra Achra, the Satan, the devil, the whatever you want to call it. The other side of resistance already knows how important prayer actually is. So what do you think? That it's going to be one of the main places that a person is going to have to experience that battle, that fight. But what should strengthen the person is that they should already know, they should be able to judge it by how hard it is for them to do it, that they're able to know how big this thing really is. So that should be motivation for everybody. Rashi himself says that when it says in the Gemara and the second Brachos, it says that there are things that stand at the height of the world. He says, Tefillah, this is Tefillah, this is prayer. Stand at the height of what? But it's disrespected the most. People don't take it serious. They don't understand that on the other side of this, it's not a maybe. I'm telling you this, especially on the things that are ruchnias, things that are spiritual. It's not maybe. Hashem will save the person. It's going to be dependent on how much emunah you have and how much betachin you have, how much trust that you have and your prayers. That's what's going to depend on you being saved or not. So that should be the chizuk. It's definitely, I see that it's very, very hard for me to pray, for me to open up and to be able to say whatever. I can't feel Hashem. Hashem feels far from me. You should know that in that moment right now, you're facing the biggest resistance because the biggest prize is on the other side of that. So we should all strengthen ourselves with the feeling of the Zed Hashem.
Yes.
Baruch Hashem. Blessed be the name. Baruch Hashem.
Kadamawi.
The whole place is due for
help. Here, we were able to do that edit. Able to do that edit in the back right here, the edit. The part of the Hebrew right here in the beginning of the psalm. Tefillah le Moshe Isha Elohim Shema.
Tehillim Sefer Revi'i Mizmor Tzadeh. Sade, 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 Sade. Tefillah le Moshe, Isha Elohim, Isha Elohim, Isha Elohim, Isha Elohim, Isha Elohim.
My Hebrew boy, everything takes time.
And here, just a little bit more right here on the prayer of Moses. And yeah, I know I want to say, well, chide, so to rebuke, Yahweh Eloheinu. We have to understand the word read, you know, it's like to contend, to plead. It brings out the sense of plead, like in a court case, in a sense, pleading for righteousness, pleading for justice, you know, or even the justice of the court, so to speak. But it's all a part of the prayer, the tefillah right here, part three right here, the Midrash.
The prayer of Moses, the man of God. Tefillah le Moshe, Ish Ha'Elohim. A prayer of Moses, the man of God. Tefillah le Moshe, Ish Ha'Elohim. Here, today's psalm, Mizmor Sadai. First verse, Psalm 90, verse 1. Rav Chelbo said in the name of Rav Huna, on the day that Moses died, he wrote 13 scrolls of the law. He wrote 13 scrolls of HaTorah, 12 scrolls for the 12 tribes, and one scroll that he set in Haaron, in the ark, in the Tabot, so that if men should seek to falsify anything within the scroll of the law, the scroll of HaTorah, they would not be able to falsify. On that day, he also blessed 11 tribes, as is said even in Devarim, in Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 1, where it reads, and this is the blessing wherewith Moses, the man of God, blessed. Vizota habraka asher berak Moshe, ish ha'elohim, eta b'nei Yisrael, lifnei moto. And this is the blessing wherewith Moses, the man of Ha'elohim, the true good, the true God, blessed the children of Israel, of Yisrael, before his death. With Zot HaBaraka Asher Barak Moshe Ish Ha'elohim Et B'nei Yisrael Lifnei Moto. And why, Lamaze, why did not Moses bless the tribe of Shimon of Simeon? His heart was set against it because he remembered what had happened at Shittim, where, as scripture tells I and I, according to Bamidbar, according to Numbers chapter 25, verse 14, the man who was with the Midianitish woman was Zimri, the son of Salu, a prince of a father's house among the Simeonites. Vishem Isha Yisrael Hamukeh Eshara Huka Eta Hamidayanim Zimri Ben Salu Nesi Vet Ava La Shimoni. Now, the name of the man of Israel that was slain, who was slain with the Midianitish woman, was Zimri, the son of Salu, a prince of a father's house among the Simeonites, with Shem, Isha, Yisrael, Hamukeh, Asher, Huka, Etaha, Midianim, Zimri, ben Salu, Nesi, Beit, Abala, Shimoni. Rav Yehoshua of Siknin, Joshua of Siknin, said in the name of Rav Levi, nevertheless, Moshe, attached Shimon, Simeon, to the tribe of Yehuda, to the tribe of Judah. Nevertheless, Moses attached Simeon to the tribe of Judah, as is said even in Yehoshua, in Joshua chapter 19, verse 9, where it reads, out of the allotment of the children of Judah was the inheritance of the children of Simeon, for the portion of the children of Judah was too much for them. Therefore, the children of Simeon had inheritance in the midst of their inheritance. May Chevela b'nei Yehuda nachlat b'nei Shimon. ki haya chaleka b'nei Yehuda rav mehem. Vayayin nachlu v'nei Shimona b'toka nachlatam. Out of the portion of the children of Yehuda was the inheritance of the children of Shimon, of Simeon. For the part of the children of Yehuda was too much, was too enough, too enough for them. Therefore, the children of Shimon, of Simeon, had their inheritance within the inheritance of them. May Chabel b'nei Yehuda nachlat b'nei Shimon ki haya chalek b'nei Yehuda rab mehem wayin nachlu b'nei Shimon b'toka nachlatam. A parable, a mashal, a misale, a parable of an ox whose actions became savage. What was done? A lion was tied up near his trough. And whenever the ox looked at the lion, the strength went out of him. Just so, Judah is the lion. Yehuda is the lion, as is said even in Bereshith in Genesis chapter 49, verse 9. Judah is a lion's whelp. Gor aye Yehuda. Judah is a lion's whelp. Gor aye Yehuda. And Shimon, Simeon, is the ox, for his star was in the constellation of the ox. Reuben, Reuben's star, being in the constellation of the ram. Shimon, Simeon's star, must have been in the constellation of the ox. Rav Yudan taught, no judge was appointed out of the tribe of Shimon, of Simeon. Thus, of Shamgar, it is merely said, even in Judges chapter 3, verse 31, and after him was Shamgar, the son of Anas. Ve'achrayo haya Shamgar ben Enata, vayakaeta pelishtim sheisha meota isha be'malmada habakar, vayosha'a gamhu et Yisrael. And after him was Shamgar, the son of Enat, who slew of the Philistines 600 men with an ox goad. And he also delivered Yisrael, and he also delivered Israel. Ve'achrayo haya Shamgar ben Enat, vayakaeta pelishtim, sheisha meota isha be'malmada habakar. And here, a midrash note, Shamgar, said to have been a Simeonite, served less than a year, and ha-rabbanim and the rabbis, the scholars of Torah, accordingly, do not reckon him with the judges, with ha-shofti. Nor was a king, a melech, nor was a melech, a king, a negus, nor was a king appointed out of the tribe of Shimon, of Simeon. Of Zimri, it is merely said, according to 1 Kings chapter 16, verse 15, Zimri reigned 7 days in Tirzah. Zimri reigned 7 days in Tirzah. B'shenata esrima va'sheva'a. Shana le asa meleka Yehuda malaka Zimriya shivata yamim be tilza ve haama chonima Allah gibton asher la pilshtim. And here the fuller verse in 1 Kings chapter 16 verse 15. In the 27th year of Asa, king of Judah of Yehuda, did Zimri reign 7 days in Tirzah. And the people were encamped against Gibbethon, that belongeth to the Philistines, to the Philistines. B'shenat esrim, v'sheba'a shana le'asa meleka Yehuda malak zimriya shiva'at yamim b'tirza v'ha'ama chonim ala Gibbethon asher la'plishti. And here, Midrash notes, the parallel in the Pesikta of Rav Kahana, 197b to 198a, it reads this. And because Moses had not blessed Shimon, Simeon, no judge was appointed from him. But is it not written? Zimri reigned 7 days in Tirzah. Malak Zimri Shibata Yamin B'Tirzah. Is it not written? Zimri reigned. Malak Zimri 7 days Shibat Yamin in Tirzah. B'Tirzah. Rav Yudan answered, 7 days of rain are nothing at all. 7 days of rain, of ruling, of rain, are nothing at all. Nothing at all. Moses composed 11 psalms appropriate to 11 tribes. The psalm beginning, a prayer of Moses, the man of God. Before the mountains were brought forth, thou turnest man to contrition, and sayest, return ye, y'all children of men. Psalm 90, verses 1 to 3. Tefillah lemoshe ish ha'elohim. Adonai ma'on ata hayita lanu. V'dor wador. V'terem harima yuladu. Wata cholela eretza. V'tevel. Ua me olam ad olam. Ata el tashiv enosha ada daka watomer shubu b'nei Adam. A prayer of Moses, the man of Elohim. Adonai, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. Adonai, Ma'on ata hayita lanu b'dor wador. Before the mountains were brought forth, b'terem harima yuladu. Or ever thou hast formed the earth and the world, the earth and the inhabitable portions of the world. Wata cholel eretza w'tevel. Even from everlasting, from eternal to everlasting, thou art El. O me olam, ada olam, ata el. Thou turnest man to contrition, tashiv enosh ada daka, and sayest, watomer, return, shuvu, ye all children of men, ye all children of Adam, b'nei Adam, watomer, shuvu, b'nei Adam. This is appropriate to the tribe of Reuben, of Reuben. Of that it is said even in Devarim, in Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 6, let make Reuben live and not die. Let Reuben live and not die. Yechi Reuben v'al yamot. Let Reuben live, Yechi Reuben, and not die. V'al yamot. Yechi Reuben, v'al yamut. Midrash note right here. In the Pesikta, it reads, this is for the tribe of Reuben, of Reuben, who were contrite, lifnei Elohim, who were contrite before the true good, the true God, who were contrite before Elohim. The psalm, the Mizmor, beginning with the words, O thou that dwellest in the covert of the Most High, and abidest in the shadow of the Almighty Eye. Hear, hear, hear. Psalm 91, Hebraically, the first verse. Psalm 91, verse 1. Yosheva b'seter elyon, b'tzel shadaya yitalonan. O thou, the eye that dwellest, that is seated in the covert of the Most High, Yosheb b'seter elyon, and abidest in the shadow of the Almighty Eye, b'tzel shaddai yitalonan. O thou that dwellest in the covert of Elyon, and abidest in the shadow of Shaddai. This is appropriate to the tribe of Lewi, tribe of Levi, that abode in the temple courts, in the shadow of Shaddai, in the shadow of the Almighty I. The psalm, the Mizmor, the psalm beginning for the Sabbath day. It is a good thing to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises, Isis, to thy name. Hear, hear, hear. Psalm 92, first verse. Mizmor Shir Le Yom HaShabbat. A psalm, a chant, Mizmor Isis Shir, a song. Le Yom HaShabbat, for the Sabbath day. Tov lehodot la Yahuwah, ua lezamer le shimka elyon. It is a good thing, a good thing. It is a good thing to give thanks to He who be, who He be, to Jehovah. Tov lehodot la Yahuwah, and to sing praises, Isis, ua lezamer, to thy name, le shimka. O Most High, Elyon, Mizmor, Shir, Le Yom HaShabbat, Tov Lehodot, La Yahuwah, Ur Lezamer, Le Shimka, Elyon. This is appropriate to the tribe of Yehuda, to the tribe of Judah, concerning whom Imo, his mother, said, according to Bereshit, Genesis chapter 29, verse 35, this time will I praise the Lord. Therefore, she called Shemo, his name, Judah, Yehuda. Therefore, she called his name, praise. Vatahar oda, vateleda ben, vatomer hapa'am odeh et Yehovah alkin, karah Shemo, Yehuda, vata emoda, Mieladeta, and she conceived again and bore a son and said, this time, Hapa'am, will I praise He who be, who He be, will I praise Isaiah's Jehovah. Hapa'am, Ode Etio. Therefore, Alkin, she called Karah, his name, Shemo, Yehuda, Judah. Therefore, she called his name praise. Therefore, she called his name Yehuda. The Mizmor, the psalm, the Mizmor, the chant, the Isis, the psalm beginning, the Lord reigneth. He is clothed in majesty. Holiness, idleness, becometh thy house. Yahweh Malaka Geuta Lavesh. Leviteka na'eva kodesh. He who be, we be, Jehovah reigneth. Yahuwah malaka. He is clothed in majesty. Geuta labesh. Holiness, idleness becometh thy house. Leviteka na'eva kodesh. Yehovah Malak Geut Labesh Le Beiteka Na'ewa Kodesh. This is appropriate to the tribe of Benjamin, who dwelt in the shadow of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who dwelt in the shadow of the Holy One. Blessed be He. Hear, hear, Midrash note. The temple, Ha-Hekal, the temple was situated in Benjamin's portion. The temple, Ha-Hekal, was situated in Binyam's portion. Also referred to the Midrash on Psalm 78, Perek 19, Psalm 78, section 19. The note here is that Ha-Hekal, the temple, was situated in Benjamin's portion. The psalm, the Mizmor, the chant, the Isis, the psalm beginning, Thou, God, to whom vengeance belongeth, shine forth. Psalm 94, verse 1, Mizmor Tzadai Dalet. El Nikamot, yo, El Nikamot, Hofiah. O He who be, who He be, Jehovah, Thou, the I, El. true good, true God, source, power, El, to whom vengeance belongeth. El, Nikamotioa, thou, El, true good, true God, to whom vengeance belongeth. El, Nikamot, shine forth, Hofia, Hofia. Hofia, El, Nikamotioa, El, Nikamot, Hofia, Hofia, Hofia. This is appropriate. This is appropriate to the tribe of Gad. Out of that was to rise Eliyahu, Elias, Elijah, ever mentioned for good. This here is appropriate to the tribe of Gad, of Gad, of God. Out of that was to rise Eliyahu, Eliyahu, Elias, Elijah, ever mentioned for good. For he will destroy the foundations of the heathen, the foundations of the goyim, of the Gentiles, the nations, the international community. And here, a midrash note. So Padua, on the basis of parallel readings, the ET, the edited text has, quote, for he is the foundation of the world. The world, the world. The mizmor, the eyes, the psalm, the chant. The psalm beginning, O come, let us sing to the Lord. Mizmor, Adai, hey. Psalm 95, here, first verse. O come, let us, make I and I sing to Jehovah. Leko, neranna la Yahuwah. Leko, come, neranna. Make I and I sing, la Yahuwah, leku, ne'ranna, la Yahuwah. This is appropriate. This is appropriate to the tribe of Yisakar, Isakar, Issachar, that devoted itself to the song of Torah, the song of Torah, of Jah's directions, instructions, of the teaching of His Majesty. Rav, Yehoshua, Ben Lewi, Joshua ben Levi said, thus far have I heard of the psalms appropriate to the several tribes. From here on, reckon them out for yourself.
For yourself.
For yourself.
For
thus
yourself.
Thus far have I heard of the psalms appropriate to the several tribes. From here on, reckon them out for yourself, for the I self, for yourself,
yourself, yourself, yourself, yourself, yourself, yourself, yourself, yourself.
Hearken unto the words of Jacob. These are the words of our father, O Israel. Let me leave, let Reuben live and never die. I will give praises to the Most High. Let me leave, let Reuben live and never die. I will give praises to the Most High.
Aviva, Aviva, it's time to open the door, time to open the, time to open the door, time to open the door for Eliyahu, for Eliyahu, for Eliyahu.
Only my real life class, yeah, with the jaw, Rastafari, a winner is naturally, I won, Abu Hausen attained. It's my time enough, a time get to you to shine enough. So welcome to my world, a world full of experiences and realities. I mean to teach and preach to both the poor and rich. I mean to inform, educate and entertain as well. But before that, let's acknowledge the presence of the Almighty. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Olio Na Adonai. Angel to the same, by the power of the name. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Kokam Na Adonai. We will praise and lift. Gladia. Through your power and through your blood,
through your teachings and through your word. Me have no doubt that you are my Lord. So I will praise and worship Yahweh. Through your teachings and through your book, you shall one of a blessing right for me. In this worldwide world, there's no one like you. So I will never, never, never replace you. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, Elohim, Adonai. Angels still the same. By the power of the name, El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El can come not alone. We will praise and lift you high, El Shaddai. You stay with me. True was my hustle. My Lord is my savior. True was my struggle. He is my armor. In my battle, he made me conquer, so we gave him the mantle. King of kings, Lord of lords, stripe of Judah and the conquering lion. Bonani Mata, Bonazi Ago, Yebusele, Moko Beni Samako. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, Elohim na Adonai. His true angels still the same. By the power of the name, El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Kakam na Adonai. We will praise and lift you high, El Shaddai. Open up my eyes to see your work, them. Open up my ears to hear your voice, them. Not forgetting my nose for the sense of smell. Open up my lips so that I can tell them. Give me more strength to do your work. Strength in my heart to worry of faith. Give me more life to witness the blessed day. Open up my mind for me to understand. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, Elohim na Adonai. And true angels still the same. By the power of the name, El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Kakam na Adonai. We will praise and lift you high, El Shaddai. Through your power and through your blood, through your teachings and through your word, me have no doubt that you are my Lord. So I will praise and worship you. Through your teachings and through your book, you shall one of a blessing right by me. Now this worldwide world, no other like you. So I will never, 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 never El Shaddai, El Shaddai, Elohim na Adonai. His two angels do the same. By the power of the name, El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Kakam na Adonai. We will praise and lift you high, El Shaddai. Only my real life last year, we see Jah Rastafari.
ያይነን አየነው የሰማነን አወቀነው የዳሰሰነን አገኘነው የአብርሃምን አምላክ የሚያየነን ጌታ ኤል ሮኢም ኤል ሮኢም ኤል ሮኢም ኤል ሮኢም ኤል ሮኢም ኤል ሮኢም
Sabbatical study, this Ayinai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong
Shabbat strong
Shabbat.
So hear, 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 Shema Yisrael, hear, 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 give ear, hear for a brief Shabbat, Shabbatical table talk, this chat right here for this overview for Waera, 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 and I appeared, Waera, Era, and I appeared, Waera. Here, picking up with the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Exodus. Exodus chapter 6, verse 2 to Exodus chapter 9, verse 35. Now, synopsis here, we have to remember we're in the second reading here in the second book of Moshe. So in the previous sabbatical strong, the previous last week's Torah portion reading and feeding, we had Shemot, Shemot. names were El, Shemot, and these are the Shemot, Shem, the Shem, name, Shemot, the name, Simoch, Bamarinya, Simoch. So we have the names, and here we have the revelation of HaShem, HaShem, the name, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, Baruch, HaShem, blessed be the name, the name, the name. So in Shemot, it told us, we read and we studied and we heard how Moshe, where Aharon and Aaron were commissioned, co-missioned. They were co-missioned to go before Lifnei Pharaon, before the great house, before Pharaoh, Paro, and delivered Adonai. Rastafari message, and the message is to Shelach et ha'ami, let my people go, that they may hold a feast to me, to I, Bamidbar, in the wilderness, in the desert. Speaking of Exodus chapter 5, verse 1. Not only did Paro, the great house, Pharaon, reject the request, however, but he further imposed harsh decrees against the Bnei Yisrael, against the sons, against the children of Yisrael, Yashar El, the upright of El, Yisrael, the man who sees the true good, the true God. And this caused them to sufferation, botheration, tribulation, even more. Now Moshe then appealed to Jehovah, to Yahweh, to He who be, we be, to HaKadosh, to the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, who reassured him, reassured Moshe that Pharaon, the great house, would eventually relent because of the greater might, Biyad Chazaka, Biyad, by the Yad Chazaka, by the strong hand, the greater might of HaElohim, of the true good, the true God, the true Elohim, HaElohim, the true Trinity is the Hebrew Trinity, HaElohim's power to deliver, to Iliver, Amo, to deliver, Iliver, Amo, Yisrael, the people of Yisrael. Now, in this sabbatical Torah portion, reading and feeding here, this parasha, right, this kufal of the kufale, right, also pointing to liquid Genesis, you know, and the Ethiopic points of references in the studies, in the Midrash. But in this, a sabbatical Torah portion reading and feeding right here, the 14th, right, in the sabbatical studies here in the second, say, the second semester here, we have Yahweh, Jehovah told Moshe that he was going to fulfill his yea and his amen, his promise to Abraham, to Yitzhak, and to Yaakov, to the Hebrew patriarchs, by giving the Bnei Yisrael, by giving the sons, the children of Yisrael, the land of Canaan, the land of Canaan, the Ka'anu'anu, and that he had heard the, quote, groaning, the groaning, the moaning and groaning of the people of Amo Yisrael, whom the Mitzrayim, whom the Egyptians held as bondmen and bondwomen in harsh servitude. Some say slaves or in slavery, but the harsh servitude. In Exodus chapter 6, verse 5, HaElohim, the true good, the true God, the true Trinity, is the Hebrew Trinity, HaShalush, HaKadosh. HaElohim therefore instructed Moshe to say to Ha'am, to say to the people, Ani Yehovah, I be Jehovah, and I will bring you out from under the burdens of the Mitzrayim, of the Egyptians, and I will deliver you from their bondage, their bondage, and I will redeem you with an outstretched arm and with great judgment. And I will take you to me. I will take you. I will take the eye to eye. I will take the eye to eye for a people. And I will be to you, Elohim, Elohim, a true good, a true God. Now, these four statements are sometimes called and referred to as the four expressions of redemption. What are the four expressions of redemption? One, I will bring you out, bringing out. I will deliver, I deliver you. I will redeem you, and I will take you to me. I will take the eye to eye. The four expressions of redemption. Here we have it in Exodus, Exodus chapter 6, verse 5. Now, despite these great yay and amen, despite these great promises, however, the people, they were unable to listen to Shema, to listen, to hear, because of their, quote, shortness of breath. The shortness of breath. Scripture brings us out, the shortness of breath, on account of their harsh bondage, the harsh servitude. When harsh services, service and servants are servants, but the harshness of it. In the modern latter-day times of the Gentiles, we call this slavery. Yahuwah, Jehovah, then told Moshe to go in. And tell Paro, Pharaoh, Melech Mitzrayim, the king, the Melech, coming to Molech of Mitzrayim, to let the people of Yisrael go. Shalach, etta ami, let my people go, to let the people of Yisrael go out of his land. Moshe, he protested. Moshe protested to Jehovah that if the Bnei Yisrael, if the Israelites would not listen to him, how could he ever hope to convince, to persuade Paro, to persuade Pharaoh, the great house? Now, the narrative does not provide an explicit answer to Moshe's question, though it repeats that Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, charged, commanded, he charged Moshe and Aharon and Aaron to bring the people, Ha'am, Mimitzrayim, to bring the people out of Mitzrayim, out of Mizraim, Misery, Mizraim, Mitzrayim. Here we have Exodus chapter 6, verse 13. Now this parasha, this portion, this kufa, right? This, the division according to the seasons, the readings in the season. This portion here, Va'era, for Shabbat, Va'era, for Sabbath, and I appeared, Va'era. It then provides the genealogy of Moshe and Aharon, Moses and Aaron, perhaps to serve as a prelude for establishing their authority among Amo Yisrael, among Yisrael, his, among the people of Yisrael. And Yahuwah, Jehovah said to Moshe, see, I have made you like Elohim to Paro. Now, the significance of that statement, that Moshe is made Elohim, God, Elohim, nature, the nature of natures, the Elohim to Paro, to Pharaoh, to Peron, to the great house. And your brother Achikah, Aharon, and your brother Aaron shall be your prophet. Nabieka shall be your Nabi, your prophet. You shall speak all that I command you. And Achikah, Aharon, your brother Aaron shall tell Paro, the great house, Pharaoh, to let the people of Yisrael, Israel, go out of his land. Exodus chapter 7, verses 1 and 2. Now, HaTorah, Jah's directions, instructions, a teaching. Give us a teaching of his majesty. Tells us that Moshe was 80 years old and Aharon and Aaron, 83 years old, when they first encountered Paro, the great house, Pharaoh. Ha-Elohim then foretold that he would harden. He would harden Paro, the great house's heart, so that he would not listen to them. This would then cause him to execute upon Mitzrayim, upon Egypt, upon Kemet, if you please, for its downpression of Jah people. Quote, then I will lay my hand, Yadi, my Yad, upon Mitzrayim, and will bring my host, my people, Ami, the Bnei Yisrael, my host, the children, the sons of Yisrael, out of the land of Mitzrayim by great acts of judgment. In Exodus chapter 7, verse 4. So when Paro, the great house, they say the white walls in ancient Egypt, the white walls, like the White House, right? When Paro again refused to let the people journey, the request was for the people to journey into the Midbar, into the wilderness, the desert, to worship Yahweh, Jehovah, the showdown between the kingdom of man and the kingdom of Ha-Elohim, the true good, the true God, began. In the first exchange, Aharon's staff was turned into, some say, a serpent, a snake, the tanin, that entirely swallowed the staffs of the Mitzrayim, magicians and sorcerers, wise men. Nevertheless, Paro, the great house, Pharaoh, hardened the heart, and refused to let the Bnei Yisrael go. Ha-Elohim then began. He began sending an increasingly severe series of plagues upon the Mitzrayim, the Egyptians. First, the waters of the Nile River, it began to turn to dam, to blood. Then swarms of frogs began to overrun the land. Lice then came up from the dust, followed by swarms of noxious beasts. Pestilence began killing the domestic animals, while painful boils afflicted the Mitzrayim, the Egyptians. For the seventh plague, Ha-Elohim, the true good, the true God, the Netcher of Netchers, sent a hail of fire and ice from Shemayim that devastated much of the land. Despite witnessing all these miracles, however, Paro, the great house, remained proud and unmoved. After Paro, Pharaoh still failed to relent, Ha-Elohim further hardened his heart, setting the stage for the final plagues upon Mitzrayim and the great exodus of Israel. So hear, Shema Yisrael, wa era, first person, simple passive form of ra, to see, ra, resh aleph hey, ra, to see. Wa-era, and I was seen. Wa-era, and I appeared. Wa-era, and I became visible. Ha-Elohim, the true good, the true God, the Netcher of Netchers, appeared, became visible, was seen to the Hebrew Trinity, the patriarchal Trinity, to Abraham, to Yitzhak, and to Yaakov. Wa-era, and I appeared, and I was seen, and I was visible, 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 visible. visible.
Man, that is blind. All he needs to do is follow the spirit, which is legit. That is all.
Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem. Bless be the name, the name, the name, the name, the name, the name. Baruch Hashem, 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 Hashem.
Blessings of the Torah. Before the Torah portion reading in the Hebrew and English tongue. Baraku et Yahweh Hamvarach. Baruch Yahweh Hamvarach. Leolam vayeh, Baruch atah Yahweh, Eloheinu melech haolam, Asher bekarbenu mebo hamayim, Venutan lanu et torato. Baruch atah Yahweh, Noten HaTorah. Bless Yahweh, the Blessed One. Bless this Yahweh, the Blessed One, for all eternity. Blessed are you, Yahweh, our Almighty, King of the Universe, who selected us from all the peoples and gave us his Torah. Blessed are you, Yahweh, giver of the Torah.
Baruch atah Adonai.
Yastafari.
Joy is in thy light, and I in thy dear testament of the light that shineth through the night. Humble lion, I not to forward and reach a Mount Zion. To be following the light of the Lamb and the Lion, the Most Holy One, the Father and the Son. Read it in the Old Testament and the New Testament. Me I tell you no read up your Bible.
Shem Ha'av V'Habein Ruach HaKadosh. Glory be to the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Glory be. Glory be. We're going to ride up here for this force. Sabbatical study, this Ayinai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, for the Rishon, the first Aliyah, the first up offering up here, for this 14th Rastafari sabbatical study, for this Shabbat strong, for Wayera, and I appeared for Shabbat Wayera. Hear, Shema Yisrael, the Rishon, the first Aliyah, the first reading, the first up offering up here for this Shabbat Wayera. Here picking up with the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Exodus. Here from Exodus chapter 6, we pick up with verse 2. For the second reading from the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Shemot, Shemot, Shemot. L'shem Ha'ab v'Habein v'Ruach HaKadosh Yahuwah Echad. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit. In the name of He who be, the one, the one, the one, the one. Vayidaber Elohim el Moshe. Vayomer Elayo. Ani Yehovah. And Elohim spake to Moshe and said to him, I, Yahweh, I, Yod-Hei, Wah-Hei, I, Yah-Hei, Wah-Hei, Yahweh, Yahweh, and spoke, Elohim, and Elohim spoke, Vayidaber Elohim el Moshe, and Elohim spoke to Moses, to Moshe, Vayomer Elayo, and said to him, Ani Hoa, I Jehovah, Wa Era, and I appeared, Wa Era, and I appeared, Wa Era Il Avraham, Il Yitzhak, Wa Il Yaakov, Bi El Shaddai, U Shemi Yehovah, Lo Nodaiti Lahem, and I appeared to Abraham. To Yitzhak, Isaac, and to Yaakov, Jacob, by El Shaddai. Shaddai. But by my name, Yahuwah, Jehovah, was I not known to them. Wa era il Avraham, il Yitzhak, wa il Yaakov, bi El Shaddai. U shemi Yahuwah, lo nodaiti lahem. And I appear to Abraham, to Yitzhak, to Isaac, to Yaakov, to Jacob. By El Shaddai, and El Shaddai, as El Shaddai, by El Shaddai, El Almighty I, by El Shaddai, Ushmi Yehovah, but by my name, and my name, Yahuwah, Jehovah, Lo Nodaiti Elahem. And my name, Shemi, and my name, Yahuwah, Yod-Hei, Wah-Hei, Yah-Hei, Wah-Hei, Yahweh, Yahuwah, Lo Nodaiti Elahem. But by my name, Yahuwah, Jehovah, I made not known to them. And I have also established my covenant with them to give them the land of Canaan, the land of their pilgrimage, wherein they were strangers. And I have also heard the groanings of the Bnei Yisrael, of the sons, the children of Yisrael, whom the Mitzrayim, the Egyptians, keep in bondage. And I have remembered my covenant. Wherefore, say to the Bnei Yisrael, wherefore say to the children of Yisrael, Lakein Emora Livne Yisrael, I, Yahuwah, I, Jehovah, Ani Yahuwah, and I will bring you out from under the burdens of the Mitzrayim, of the Egyptians, and I will rid you out of their bondage, and I will redeem you with a stretched out arm and with great judgments. Lakein Emor Livne Yisrael, Ani Yehovah, Wib Hotzeiti Etekem, Mia Tachata Sivlota Mitzrayim, Wib Hitzalti Etekem, Ma'e Bodatam, Wib Ka'alti Etekem, Bia Zeroa Nituya, Ua visha fatim gedolim, I, Jehovah, and I will bring you out from under the burdens of the Mitzrayim. Ani Yehovah, we ho tzeiti etkem mi etachata sivlota Mitzrayim, and I will rid you out of their bondage, where he altia at the camp, meya evodata, and I will redeem you with a stretch out, stretch out, 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 with the alti etkem beaz roa nituya, and with great judgments, ua visha fati. Ua bishopat ima, with gaaltia etkem, u visha fatim, gedolim, u visha fatim, gedoli. And I will take you to me for a people, and I will be to you a Elohim, true good, true God, and ye and y'all shall know that Ani Yehovah Elohekem, that I be Jehovah your Elohim, who brought you out from under the burdens of the Mitzrayim, of the Egyptians. With la acheti etkem mali le'om, with hayitia la kem, Elohim, we da'item ki ani Yehovah Elohekem, ha motzi etkem mitachata sivlota Mitzrayim, and I will bring you in to the land concerning the which I swear to give to Abraham, to Yitzhak, and to Yaakov. And I will give it you for an heritage. Ani hoa ibi Jehovah. We hey veiti etkem il haaretza asher na sha nasati asher nasati aeta yadia lateta otaha le Avraham le Yitzhaka ula Yaakov we natatia otaha. Lakem morasha, lakem morasha, ani Yahowah. And Moses, Moshe, spake so to the Bnei Yisrael, the children, sons of Yisrael. But they hearkened not to Moshe, but they hearkened not to Moses, for anguish of spirit and for cruel bondage. Vaydaber Moshe, Cain, Illa Bnei Yisrael, Willo Shamua Illa Moshe, Mia Kotzera Ruach, Ua Meya Iboda, Asha, Asha, Asha. And Yahuwah Jehovah spake to Moshe, saying, Waya Dabir Yahuwah Il Moshe, Lemur, go in, speak to Paro Pharaon, Melech Mitzrayim, that he let the children of Israel go out of his land.
Out of his land. Out of his land.
Bo. Bo. Davir il paro. Melech Mitzrayim. We shalach et bnei Yisrael. Ne'aretz. And Moshe spake lifnei Yahuwah before Jehovah, saying, behold, the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Yisrael, have not hearkened to me, to I. How then shall Paro Pharaon, how then shall the great house hear me, hear I? Who I? Of uncircumcised lips. Why daber Moshe, lifnei Yehovah, and lemor, hein, Bnei Yisrael, lo, shamu elai. With Aich Isha Ma'eini Faro, Wa Hani Erala Sitfa Saim, and Yahuwah Jehovah spake to Moshe and to Aharon and to Aaron and gave them a charge to the Bnei Yisrael and Paro and to Faro and to Pharaoh king of Egypt, Melech Mitzrayim, to bring the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Yisrael, out of the land of Mitzrayim. Vaydaver Yahuwah il Moshe, il Aharon, vaya Tzawin, Wayat Tzawin, Ma'ila B'nei Yisrael, Wa'ila Paro, Melech Mitzrayim, Le'hotzi, Eta B'nei Yisrael, Ne'i, Eretza Mitzrayim. And Yahuwah Jehovah spoke to Moses and to Aaron. Why Daberi Yahuwah El Moshe with El Aharon, and gave them a charge, a command, a charge to the Bnei Yisrael and to Paro, king of Egypt. Why Yatzawim El Bnei Yisrael with El Paro Melech Mitzrayim to bring Lehotzi, to bring Lehotzi, the children of Yisrael, Lehotzi, Eta Bnei Yisrael, children of Yisrael, Me Eretza Mitzrayim, out of the land of Egypt. And here, 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 Shema Yisrael, here, 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 here for the Sheni Aliyah, here for the second of offering up, second reading here for this Shabbat, Shabbat Wayera, Sabbath, and he appeared here picking up with the second book of Moshe, here picking up with chapter 6 of Exodus, chapter 6, here at verse 14, for the Sheni, the second reading, the second offering, the second aliyah for this Shabbat Wayera. The families of Israel, the families of Israel. These, the heads of their fathers' houses. Eile, Rashe, Beita, Evotam. These are the rashes, are the heads of their fathers, houses. Eile, Rashe, Veita, Evotam. The sons of Reuben, the firstborn of Israel, of Israel. Hanok and Palu, Hezron and Carmi. These be the families of Reuben. Eile, Rashe, Veita, Evotam, Bnei, Reuben. Bechor, Israel. Hanok, U, Falu, Hatzron, we Karmi, Eile, Misha, Pechota, Reuven. These are the families of Reuven. Eile, Misha, Pechota, Reuven. And the sons of Shimon, the sons of Simeon. Jemuel, and Jamin, and Ohad, and Jachin, and Zohar, and Shaul, the son of a Canaanitish Isha, a Canaanitish woman. These are the families of Shimon of Simeon. And these are the names of the sons of Lewi, the sons of Levi, according to their generations. Gershom, and Kohath, and Merari. And the years of the life of Lewi, of Levi, were 137 years. The sons of Gershom, Libni, and Shimi, according to their families. And the sons of Kohath, Amram, and Izhar, and Hebron, and Uziel. And the years of the life of Kohath were 133 years. And the sons of Merari, Mahali, and Mushi. These are the families of Lewi, of Levi, according to their generations. And Amram took him Jochebed, his father's sister, to wife, to Isha. And she bare him Aharon, with Moshe, and Moses. And the years of the life of Amram, 137 years. And the sons of Izhar, Korah, and Netheg, and Zikri. And the sons of Uziel, Mishael, and El-Zaphan, and Zitri. And Aaron took him Elisheba, daughter of Aminadab, sister of Nashon, to wife to Isha. And she bare him Nadab, and Abihu, El-Azar, and Yitamar, and Isamar. And the sons of Korah, of Korah, Asir, and Elkanah, and Abiasaph. These are the families of the Korahites. And Eleazar, Aharon's bane son, took him, one of the daughters of Putiel, to Isha, to wife, and she bare him Phinehas, these are the heads, the Rashe, the Rashes of the fathers of the Levite Halloween, according to their families. These are that Aharon, Aaron, and Moshe, to whom Yahuwah, Jehovah said, bring out the children, the Bnei Yisrael, the children of Yisrael, from the land of Egypt, according to their armies, who Aharon, Moshe, Asher, Amari, Hoa, Elahem, Hotziu, Eta, Bnei Yisrael, Lame, Areta, Mitraim, Allah, Tziva, Otam, 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 these, they, which they, who, spake to Pharaoh, Melech Mitzrayim, king of Egypt, to bring out the Bnei Yisrael, to bring out the sons, the children of Yisrael, from Mitzrayim. These are that Moshe and Aharon, that Moses and Aaron. Hain ha me dabrima illa paro meleka mitraima lehotia eta bene Israel amin mitraim. Who Moshe we Aharon. The renewed commission, verse 28. The renewed commission, verse 28. Why he biyom diberi Yehovah el Moshe de Eretz Mitzrayim, and it came to pass. Vayehi, and it came to pass on the day. Vayehi biyom, and it came to pass on the day. Yahuwah Jehovah spake to Moses, to Moshe, in the land of Mitzrayim, in the land of Egypt. Vayehi biyom diberi Yahuwah el Moshe be'eretz Mitzrayim.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
And hear, give ear, Shema Yisrael. Hear, give ear, O Yisrael. Hear for this Torah portion reading and feeding for the Shalishi. The Shalishi, here for the third Aliyah, the third reading, the third Aliyah, the third up offering up here for this Shabbat, Wa era, Sabbath, and I appeared. Here picking up with the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Exodus. Here from the Sefer Shemot, picking up with Exodus chapter 6, here at verse 29. For the Shalishi, for the third Aliyah. Vaydaberi Yahuwah el Moshe lemur. Ani Yahuwah daber el paro melech Mitzrayim. Eit kol asher ani dober aleika. That the Yahuwah Jehovah spoke to Moshe, to Moses, saying, Vaydaberi Yahuwah. Why daber yawa il Moshe leimor. I am he who be, we be, yod hey we hey. Ani Yahuwah daber il paro. Speak, daber, speak, speak. Thou, the I, daber il paro. Speak thou to Pharaoh, Melech Mitzrayim, king of Mitzrayim. Eit kol asher ani dover eleka. All that I speak to thee I. Eit kol asher ani dover eleka. And Moses, Moshe said, Lifne Yahuwah, Vayomer Moshe, Lifne Yahuwah, Hain, behold, Hain, Ani, Erala, Sifatayim, Wi, Aich, Yishma'ah, Eli Paro. Behold, Hain, I am of uncircumcised lips. Hain, Ani, Erala, Sifatayim. And how, Weich, and how, Weich, Weich, and how shall Paro, Pharaoh, the great house, hearken to me, to I? Yishma'a helai paro, 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 paro. And here, Shema'a Yisrael, here, second book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Exodus.
Exodus.
Exodus chapter 7, verse 1. Vayomer Yahweh el Moshe, re'ei natatika Elohim, lit faro. Ve'aheron achika yihyeh nevi'eka. And Jehovah said to Moses, to Moshe, Vayomeri Yahuwah el Moshe, see, re'ei, re'ei, see, I have set the eye in Elohim's stead to Faro, to the great house. Re'ei natatika Elohim le Faro. And Aharon, Aaron, thy brother, with Aharon, achika, shall be Yehiyeh, shall be Yehiyeh Navieka, shall be thy prophet, Yehiyeh Navieka. Vayomer Yahweh el Moshe, Re'ei anatatika Elohim lefaro, we aheron achika Yehiyeh Navieka. Thou shalt speak all that I command thee, and Aaron thy brother shall speak to Pharaoh, that he let the Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Israel, go out of his land. And I will harden Pharaoh's heart, and multiply my signs and my wonders in the land of Mitzrayim, in the land of Egypt. But Pharaoh will not hearken to you, and I will lay my hand upon Mitzrayim, and bring forth my hosts, my people, the Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Yisrael, out of the land of Mitzrayim by great judgments. And the Mitzrayim, the Egyptians, shall know that Ani Yahuwah, that I be he who be who he be, Jehovah, when I stretch forth my hand upon Mitzrayim and bring out the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel from among them. And Moshe, Moses and Aharon did so as Jehovah commanded them, so did they. And Moshe was 80 years old, and Aaron, 83 years old, when they spoke to Pharaoh. Ata tidavir kol asher is aweka we Aharon achika yidavir il paro we Shilach et bnei Yisrael me'artzo. Wa'ani akshe et lev paro. Hiraveti et otai ototai. Et mofatai be'eretz Mitzrayim. Thou shalt speak. Ata tidavir, thou shalt speak all that I command thee. Ata tidavir, et kol asher aweka, all that I command thee. And Aaron, thy brother, shall speak to Pharaoh, with Aharon achika, yidavir il paro, that he let the children, make the children, send the children of Israel, the sons of Israel, go free out of his land. V'shilach, v'shilach, v'shilach et bnei Yisrael me'arzo. And I will harden Pharaoh's heart. Wa'ani akshe, akshe et lev paro. And I will harden, wa'ani akshe, make hard, make obstinate. Akshe, wa'ani akshe et lev paro. Multiply my signs and my wonders in the land of Egypt, in the land of Mitzrayim, with Hirabeti, Eta Ototaya, with Eta Moftai, Eta Mitzrayim. But Pharaoh will not hearken to you. With Lo Yishma'a Elechem Pharaoh, and Pharaoh will not shema to the eye, will not shema to the eye. With Lo Yishma'a Elechem, will not listen to y'all. With Lo Yishma'a Elechem Pharaoh, and I will lay my hand upon Mitzrayim. With Natati Eta Yadi De Mitzrayim, and I will lay my yad, my hand upon Mitzrayim. With Natatiya Eta Yadiya Mitzrayim, and bring forth my host. With Hotzeitiya Eta Tzivotai, and bring forth my host. With Hotzeiti, the Hotzeiti, with Hotzeitiya Eta Tzivotai. My Tzivotai, my host, my people, the B'nai Yisrael, the sons of Yisrael, Eta Ami, B'nai Yisrael, Me Eretz Mitzrayim, out of the land of Mitzrayim, Bishafatima Gedolim, by great judgments, Bishafatima Gedolim, and the Egyptians shall know, with Yad'ua Mitzrayim. And the Mitzrayim, the Egyptians shall know, with Yad'ua Mitzrayim, Ki Ani Yehovah, that I be Jehovah, Ki Ani Yehovah, Binatoti, Binatoti Yaeta Yadiya Allah Mitzrayim. When I stretch forth my hand, my yad, my hand upon Mitzrayim. Bina Totia Eta Yadi Al Mitzrayim. And bring the B'nai Yisrael forth from among them. We Hotzeitia Eta V'nai Yisrael Mipokam. And Moshe and Aaron did so. Why Yasa Moshe with Aharon Ka'asher Tziwa Yahuwah, did so as Jehovah commanded them. Ka'asher Tziwa Yahuwah Otam Ken Asu. So did they. And Moses, Moshe was 80 years old and Aaron 83 years old when they spoke to Pharaoh, the great house. O Moshe, ben Shimonim Shana, we Aharon ben Shalosh, Shimonim Shana, de Davram El And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, give ear Yisrael, hear for the Revi'i, hear for the fourth Aliyah, the fourth reading, the fourth up offering, hear, for this Shabbat Wa'era, Sabbath, and I appear. Wa'yomeri Yehova El Moshe. And Jehovah spoke to Moses, Moshe, and to Aaron, Aharon, saying, Wayomer Yahweh El Moshe, El Aharon Lemor, when thou shalt speak to you, saying, show a wonder for you, then thou shalt say to Aharon, to Aaron, take thy rod, and cast it down before Pharaoh, before the great house, that it become a serpent. Ki yidaber elechem Pharaoh lemor. Tnu lachem mofteta we amarta. The amarta et Aharon speak, then you shall speak. When Pharaoh shall speak to you, saying, show a wonder. Show a wonder for you, Chia y tavera lechema paro lemora tenu lachema moftet showa moftet showa wanda tenu lachema moftet moftet moftet. Then thou the eye shall say to Aaron, we amarta el Aharon, take thy rod, kach etta matika, take the eye rod, kach etta matika, and cast it down before Paro, before the great house. We hashlech lifne Faro, that it become a serpent,
a serpent, a serpent.
Yehi. Yehi le tanin, that it become a tanin. Yehi le tanin, that it become a tanin. And Moshe and Aaron went into Paro, went into Pharaoh.
Pharaoh.
Vayavo Moshe we Aharon na'el Paro.
Paro.
And they did so. Vayaesua Cain. And they did so as Yahweh, as Jehovah had commanded. And Aaron cast down his rod before Paro, before Pharaoh, the great house, and before his servants. And it became a serpent.
A serpent. A serpent.
Vayashlech Aharon et matehu lifnei Pharaoh. We lifnea evadayo, why yehia litanin, and it became a tanin. It became a serpent, a tanin. Why yehia litanin? Then Pharaoh called, also called for the wise men and the sorcerers, and they did also. The magicians of Mitzrayim did in like manner with their secret art.
Secret art.
Secret art. Vayikra gam paro la hakamanim la hakamim la hakamim. And Pharaoh paro called. Vayikra gam also. Vayikra gam paro.
Gam paro.
And called also paro la hakamim. La hakamim. For the wise men. We're lama kashafim. And for the sorcerers, mikashafim. We're lama kashafim. Vilam kashavim, and they also, the magicians of Egypt, vayaesu agam heima haritume mitzrayim, and they also, and they also, the magicians of Mitzrayim, did in like manner with their secret arts. Vayaesu gam heim haritume mitzrayim b'lahitehem came. B'lahitehem came.
Came.
They did in like manner with their secret arts, for they cast down every man his rod, and they became serpents. But Aharon, but Aaron's rod swallowed up their rods. For they cast down every man his rod. And they became serpents.
Serpents. Serpents.
But Aaron's rod swallowed up their rod. And they swallowed up and it swallowed up Aaron's rod, swallowed up their rods. Vayibla'a mate Aharon eta matotam. And Paro, Pharaoh's heart was hardened, and he hearkened not to them, as Yahuwah, as Jehovah had spoken. And Pharaoh's heart was hardened, was encouraged, was strengthened, was hardened. And he hearkened not to them. Wilo shama Elehem, as Jehovah had spoken. Ka'asher diberi Yehovah. And Jehovah said to Moshe, to Moses, Wayomari Yehovah, Illa Moshe. Pharaoh's heart is stubborn. He refuseth to let the people go.
Go.
Kaved lev paro. Ve'ena le shalacha. Ha'am, Pharaoh's heart is stubborn. Kaved, lev. Kaved, heavy-hearted. Kaved, lev. Paro, the great house, his heart. Me'ain, lishalach. Ha'am, he refuses, me'ain, to let go, to send forth lishalach. Ha'am, the people, ha'am. Get thee to Paro, to Pharaoh in the morning. Lo, look, he goeth out to the water, and thou shalt stand by the river's brink to meet him. And the rod, which was turned to a serpent, shalt thou take in thy hand. And thou shalt say to him, Yahuwah, Jehovah, the Elohim of Ha'ivrim, of the Hebrews, Aperu, hath sent me, sent I to the eye, saying, let my people go, send my people forth, let my people go, that they may serve me, that they may serve I, Bamidbar, in the wilderness. And behold, hitherto thou hast not hearkened. Thus saith Yahuwah, thus saith Jehovah, in this thou shalt know that Ani Yahuwah, Kiani Yahuwah, that I be he who be who he be, Jehovah. Behold, I will smite with the rod that is in my hand upon the waters which are in the river, and they shall be turned to blood, and the fish that are in the river shall die, and the river shall become foul, and the Mitzrayim, the Egyptians, shall loathe to drink
water
from the river,
water, from the river, water,
from the river. Get thee to Paro in the morning. Lech il Paro bavoker. Hine yotzeya ha maima we nitzavta likarato ala sefata hayor. Where hamate ashera nehepak le nahasha tikach be yadeka. Get thee to Pharaoh, to the great house, in the morning. Lech illa paro bavoker. Hine lo, he goes out to the water, and thou, the eye, shall stand by the river's brink, by the lip of the river to meet him. And the rod which was turned to a nahash, a serpent, shalt thou take in thy hand. Lech illa paro ha baboker. Lech illa paro baboker. Hine yotzeya ha mayma we nitzavta likarato ala sefata hayor. We hamate Asher nehepak le nahasha tikach
biyadeka.
And thou shalt say to him, we amarta elayo Yahuwah Elohe Ha'ivrim, Jehovah, the Elohim of the Hebrews, of the Aperu, the Haberu, the Aperu, Yahuwah Elohe Ha'ivrim. Shelachani aleka lemora, shalach eta ami, with yaavaduni ba midbar, with hine aloa shama ita Jehovah, the Elohim of the Hebrews, have sent I to the I, saying, Shelachani eleka lemor, let my people go. Shalach eta ami, let my people go. Shalach eta ami, let make my people go. Send them forth. Shalach eta ami, where ya'abduni, that they may serve me, serve I. Where ya'abduni, b'midbar, serve I in the midbar, in the wilderness. Wehine lo ashamaita adakoh. And behold, wehine lo ashamaita adakoh. Behold, look and see. Hitherto thou hast not hearkened. Wehine lo shama'ita adako. Koha mari Yahuwah. Bezota te da'a ki ani Yahuwah. Hine anoki. Makeh. Ba mateh. Ashera be yadi. Allah ha'maim ashera bayor. We ne hafakua le dam. Thus saith Jehovah. Koh amar Yahuwah. Thus, like this, thus saith Jehovah. Koh amar Yahuwah. Bizot teda'a. In this thou shalt know. Bizot teda'a. Ki ani Yahuwah. That I be Jehovah. Behold, hine anochi makeh. Behold, anochi will smite. Behold, hine anochi, I makeh will smite. Ba mateh asher biyadi, I will smite with the rod that is in my hand. Ba mateh asher biyadi, Allah hamayim. Smite with the rod that's in my hand upon the waters. Al hamayim ashera bayor, which are in the yor, the river, the Nile. We ne hefku lidam, and they shall be turned to blood. We ne hefku lidam, and the fish that are in the river shall die. And the river shall become foul, and the Egyptians shall loathe to drink water from the river. Wehadaga, and the fish, wehadaga shara bayora, tamut, and the fish that are in the river tamut shall die. Wehadaga. And the fish were hadaga ashera bayor in the Nile tamut shall die. Uba ash and stink and become foul. Uba ash hayor and the river shall become foul. Uba ash hayor with Nilua mitraima lisha hayor, and the mitraim shall loathe to drink water from the river. Nilu mitraim lisha tota maima mina hayor. And Jehovah said. And Jehovah said to Moshe, say to Aharon, say to Aaron. And Jehovah said to Moshe, say to Aaron, Vayomeri Yehovah el Moshe, Eimor el Aharon, take thy rod, kach matika, take thy rod, kach Matika, and stretch out thy hand over the waters of Egypt. And stretch out thy hand over the Meme Mitzrayim, the waters of Egypt, over their rivers, over their streams, and over their pools, and over all their ponds of water, that they may become blood. And there shall be blood throughout all the land of Mitzrayim, Egypt, both in vessels of wood and in vessels of stone. ויאמר יהוה אל משה אמור אל אהרן ככה מתקה ונטיה ידיך על מימי מצרים על נהרותם על יאוריהם ועל אגמיהם ועל כל מקרי מימיהם ויהיו דם והיה דם בכל ארץ מצרים ובעצים ובאבנים. And Moshe and Aaron did so. Vayaesu Cain, Moshe ve'Aharon, and Moses and Aaron did so. Vayaesu Cain, Moshe ve'Aharon, ka'asher tziwah Yahuwah, did so as Jehovah commanded. Did so as Jehovah commanded. Tziwah Yahuwah. Waya ya rema bamate, waya yaka etta hamayim asher bayor le aineya faro ula aineya evadayo we ye hafakua kola hamayim asher bayor le dam. And he lifted up the rod. And he lifted up the rod and smote the waters that were in the river, in the sight and the eyes and the seeing of Pharaoh, the great house, and in the sight and the seeing of his servants. And all the waters that were in the river were turned to blood. To blood. Wayayak etta hamayim asher bayor le'aynai faro ula aynai evadayo wayayahafakua kol hamayim asher bayor le'dam. And the fish that were in the river died, and the river became foul, and the Egyptians could not drink water from Hayor, from the Nile, and the blood, the dam, was throughout all the land of Mitzrayim, and the magicians of Mitzrayim did in like manner with their secret art, and Pharaoh's heart was hardened, and Pharaoh's heart was hardened, and he hearkened not to them, as Jehovah had spoken. And Paro turned and went into Beito, into his bait, his house. Neither did he lay even this to heart. And all the Mitzrayim, the Egyptians, digged round about the river for water to drink, for they could not drink of the water of the river. And 7 days were fulfilled after Yahuwah Jehovah had smitten the river. And Yahuwah Jehovah spoke to Moshe, go into Pharaoh and say to him, thus saith Jehovah, ko hamari Yahuwah, let my people go, shalach et ami, that they may serve me with Ya'avaduni. And if thou refuse to let them go, behold, I will smite all thy borders with frogs, and the river shall swarm with frogs, which shall go up and come into Beitika, into the I bait, into the I house, and into thy bedchamber, and upon thy bed, and into the bait, the house of thy servants, and upon the I people, Ameka, and into thine ovens, and into thy kneading troughs. And the frog shall come up both to the eye and upon thy people and upon all thy servants.
Yes, yes, yes. Stay tuned, stay tuned. Shabuato. fulfilling seven here, beginning a new seven. Stay tuned for first day service, a fulfillment here, 14th weekly Torah portion. Right here, 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 go down.
I said, remember what King Pharaoh do to children of Israel. Remember what King Pharaoh do to children of Israel. Judges said to Moses, go down there to free them.
Dam, dam, blood in Hebrew. Here, dam for H, blood and fire. Right here, here, here. Big U, 10, 90. Blood and fire here on the outro. Stay tuned. First day ones and ones that can join INF first day service. Stay tuned. Stay tuned. Top of the eye. We're right here. Here, here. Rain, my dog.
Blood, 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 blood and fire. Blood, blood, blood and fire.
Oh, mercy, Lord.
There is no more water. Fire. There is no more water to out the fire.
Let it burn, let it burn, let it burn, burn, burn.
Blood, 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 blood and fire. Blood, 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 blood and fire. Fire. There is no more water to out the fire.
Let it burn, let it burn, let it burn, burn, burn.
Judgment has come and mercy has gone. All weak hearts shall leak out and spit up. Judgment has come and mercy has gone. All weak hearts shall leak out and split up.
Let it burn, let it burn, let it burn, burn, burn.
Blood, blood, blood and fire. Rasta heal.
Blessed is the pipe that is always light. In the house of Jah, Rastafari. Blessed is the weed of the ganja seed that gives brethren the ganja greed. Blood and fire, let it burn, brethren.
All weak hearts shall leak out and split up. And all righteous shall stand. Heal. Rasta heal. Heal, heal, Rasta don't quail. Blood, 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 blood and fire. Blood, 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 blood and fire.
Let it burn, let it burn, let it burn, burn, burn.
Babylon burn. Babylon burns, they have no water. Fire, 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 fire.
Yes, so from the belly of those who credit in the King of Kings Christ, the living waters. Yes, I. First day service, Melkam Ehud. Good, oh, Yom HaRishon, first day service. Beginning right now, now, now. Tune in, or catch the replay. Yes, I. Shavua Tov, Bashem Yeshua HaMoshiach. Yes, I. Rastafari.